What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, and we're going to take some phone calls. Donna in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, and my pleasure. Thank you for everything you do. I wanted to just touch on something you was talking about yesterday, and I've been wanting to call about this. I just figured out how today. The trench water situation and lead poisoning. And I don't know why this doesn't circulate in medical media much or anything, but if people keep their children as high in iron, their blood cells, you know, having spinach every day or whatever it is that it takes, the blood cell doesn't have the room in it to pick up the lead.
Well, I understand that, but there are some people who can't eat spinach. I'm one of them. The point is not what you do about the poison coming out of the tap. The issue is it shouldn't be there in the first place because government
I get all of that. Okay. 100%.
All right.
With that, I'm not saying it's a cure. I'm saying this is people need to have this information to keep their children safe as possible. It is to have formula, baby formula with iron, you know, and foods with iron, and keep the blood as iron rich as possible. Oftentimes, the medical community will say that lead poisoning causes anemia, but it's actually that the diet, iron washes sort of out of the body like every 3 months or so. And if you can keep the blood full with iron, it has less ability to pick up lead. I mean, full with, yeah, your
okay,
diet.
Okay, Donna, okay, this is good information, but you're giving us one way of dealing with just one aspect of the tainted water, because the problem is not just lead. There are other heavy metals in there. There's fracking waste. Now, supposedly, there are water filters that will help reduce the danger. But the issue is here that, you know, government takes our money on the promise they're going to deliver us things like good roads, safe bridges, you know, reliable rail transportation, and safe drinking water out of that faucet. And clearly they're taking that money under false pretenses. Government made this disaster.
I agree with you, Michael, 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Donna, let me finish. The message has to be from the American people to the government. You either fix this now or you turn in your resignation. Okay?
Because I agree.
I'm opposed to this idea that we, the American people, have to go on scrambling and making do and making fix and to cover up for all these things which never should have happened in the first place if we'd had wise and prudent government.
This is a trick that I've learned because I raised children 40 years ago lead city in the world.
Donna, thank you very much for the information. We're going to let you go here because we have a lot more phone calls to get to. Let's move over to Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk about the New World Order. And I
the New World Order?
New World Order.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe when I woke up this morning and I saw the vote for Great Britain to exit. How big of a blow is that?
Oh, it's a major, major blow. I mean, it's a serious derailment of the globalist agenda. I mean, if the European Union comes apart, it is a major, major setback. They will never accomplish their goal of a single global government and a single global private central bank during our lifetimes. I mean, that's how big a blow it is. And that's why, you know, they're out there panicking. How do they salvage? You know, they were this close to a single golden throne of all planet Earth, and they all wanted their turn sitting on it. Now it's slipping from their grasp, and they're very, very upset.
And not only that, everything else is falling apart. Nobody's listening to corporate media. The wars are not working. People are not going for the politicians anymore. Everything's just coming apart at the seams.
It really is. I mean, we had these leaders in power that just had dreams of glory in their place in history, and they forgot they're there to work for the people. And that, of course, is the curse of fascism, because under fascism, government thinks they're there to work for the corporations and the money junkies. And it never does work out very much. And here's the situation. We know that a lot of the decline in standard of living here in the United States was intentional, because before they can truly drop the borders around the world, everybody has to be brought down to the same level of lifestyle and poverty, except for the rich enclaves in places like Tel Aviv and Hollywood and the rest of it. But now that it looks like that whole global plan is going to fail, they have ruined the lives of millions of Americans for no reason whatsoever, and Americans ought to be angry about that.
Now, do you think that they possibly might blame the upcoming crash on the Brexit, saying, well, people are responsible for leaving Great Britain, leaving the EU, and the EU possibly falling apart?
Well, they might, but I tend to think that they're going to want to try and blame the coming crash on some enemy that they want to attack. And I don't think anybody is seriously entertaining war with Great Britain. I mean, Juncker might be thinking about that right now. I think if he'd succeeded in already having his European Union army, he might actually be considering that right now. But he never got that. The armies of Europe are still under the control of the member nations.
Well, it's the best of times and the worst of times.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to move to James in Ohio. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz brought this one to mind. What does a Jewish pedophile say?
I don't know. What?
Hey, kids, want to buy some candy?
I'm not even sure that that's funny, you know.
Well, anyway, as far as all these mass shooting survivors being interviewed a couple days after and they're bopping around, they've been shot in the abdomen with a high-power round or a large-caliber pistol round, let me tell you my personal experience and why that's all BS. When I was 19, I had a washboard stomach, and I was shot at close range with a .22 long rifle in a rifle. I was care-flighted. I spent 12 days in the hospital. I lost 45 pounds, and when I got out, I was exactly as physically strong as David Rockefeller is right now.
And that bad. Okay.
And there was no CNN makeup artist that could doll me up to have an interview with Anderson Cooper like I was talking about some distant memory, or, you know, I couldn't run around and stand up and have an interview on camera at my home either. So you can forget all that. And these little holes that they show, the little tiny scars, no, when you get shot with a large caliber round or even a small caliber round in the abdomen, they do what they call a laparotomy. They open you up from your sternum to your waist because they don't know for sure where all the bleeders are, and you might bleed to death.
Could have fragmented, could have bounced off a bone, could have rattled around inside there. You're absolutely right. If you're shot in the arm, it's a little hole. But if you're shot anywhere in the torso, yeah, they open it up. There's a surgical scar. We already know it's a joke. There was that one guy, what was his name? Colin Angel, what a name that is, interviewed in the media that he was shot in the hand. And then during his interview in the hospital bed, he starts moving his hands around. There isn't even a Band-Aid on him.
And Chris Mintz was shot in the lower abdomen, and it's just this tiny little dot. That's it. You know, there's no way, but that's all I got for you.
No, it's all a fake. We all know it's a lie. We don't need to go any further into investigating what's going on. We have enough information to say Orlando was a staged incident by the U.S. government to steal our guns from us. Now is the time to unite together and say, okay, what are we going to do about a government that rules us with lies, fraud, and deception?
Angela Merkel was on a hot mic earlier today, and she was heard to say, "I'm melting, I'm melting." We're still trying to figure out the meaning of that transmission, but, you know. But anyway, that's all I got for you.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to John in Ohio. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, question. Real quick question. On the British exit, why didn't they gum up the election? Why didn't they steal it, Mike? Was it just so resoundingly the other way that they were intimidated to do that? Or
They tried to do it. They tried to do it. There was that thing with the graphite pencils. They wouldn't allow pens. People took pens anyway. Somebody got a video of a poll worker actually changing the elections. The elections commissioner admitted that many of the machines counting the Brexit vote were registering the Remain votes but weren't detecting the Leave votes. And, half of the people on the Brexit side were firmly convinced there was going to be massive election fraud after what we saw in Scotland and after all that we've been seeing here in the United States of America. It's like I said, these money junkies have spent decades and invested billions, if not trillions, making us their slaves. They're not going to let a little thing like voters get in their way. The problem is somebody miscalculated just how much support Brexit had, and they didn't have enough vote fraud to overcome it. That's what happened.
So they're overwhelmed is what you're saying, Mike.
They were overwhelmed. They were simply overwhelmed by the support for Brexit. Remember, some of the media polls going into the election had Leave at 80%.
Right. That's wonderful, Mike. Well, thank you. That's all I had. I was just wondering, you wanted your thoughts on that, sir.
Marvelous job. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to let you go and switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Francis.
Well, at least I'm not in Hawaii anyway. A couple of quick
thoughts. What's wrong with
Hawaii? You did what?
I said, what's wrong with Hawaii?
I'm not there. That's what's wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand that one. I understand
that
one.
Did I get you now? Okay. I guess Merkel didn't pay the AC bill. That's the reason why she was saying about that I'm melting or whatever. So go figure that one out. But I'm happy for people in Britain as far as being able to leave the EU, for that matter. But originally what I was calling about was you made a comment a while back about transparency with somebody or somebody making sure there was transparency in some area of the political scene. If I recall correctly, Obama had campaigned on that state. This is going to be a transparent administration.
They always campaign on that, and it always turns out to be increasingly opaque.
I know. And I thought, wait a minute, where have I heard that before? Anyway, I'm out of here. Later. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend. We're going to let you go here. Now, interesting development up in Cleveland regarding the coming Republican convention. As you know, the city has been planning, at the request of the Republican National Committee, to have what they call a heightened security zone that would have encompassed most of downtown. And a federal judge has now struck that down, saying that all these restrictions are an impediment to people who want to express their free speech rights, which is precisely why the Republican National Committee wanted that wall. They don't want anybody there getting in the way of their carefully orchestrated story. One of the reasons the federal judge may have gone along this line was the Republican National Committee specifically wanted Donald Trump supporters excluded from this heightened security zone. Because if they do kick him out of the nomination and throw somebody else like Ted Cruz into the nomination, there will be riots. And there ought to be riots. And Ted Cruz, one more time, for the slow people out there over at the FBI who are monitoring my show, Ted Cruz is not constitutionally eligible to serve as President of the United States of America or Vice President. Period. End of discussion. Everybody supporting Ted Cruz is a traitor to the Constitution. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, a producer at NBC got caught on a mic or a camera saying that the illegal immigrant who grabbed a security officer's gun to shoot Donald Trump, the producer described him as a good guy with a gun. Huzzah, huzzah. That's how afraid of Donald Trump they all are. He is really an outsider. They're trying to sell Ted Cruz as an outsider, and yeah, he is. He's born in Canada. We didn't mean that far outside. because the Constitution does not allow it. Now, over in California, there's an elementary school that banned a student who was wearing a Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat. No other hats with any other message are banned. Now, this nine-year-old boy had gotten his hat autographed by Donald Trump at the rally. But the school says he can't wear it on school property. It will offend the illegal immigrants. I'm sorry. I did hear the word illegal in there. And you want to deny legal American citizens their First Amendment rights to freedom of expression because it might hurt the feeling of people who aren't supposed to be here in the first place? That to me sounds really kind of screwed up. And if I were the parents of that nine-year-old kid, I would be finding a lawyer right now and suing that school administration out of existence. You do not put the rights or feelings or concerns of people who are not supposed to be here at all above those of us who are legal citizens. And again, I'm not being racist. If you live in another country and you want to come to the United States of America through the legal immigration channels, fine. Welcome. Come on in. I hope you're not too disappointed about what it's really like in this country. But when you're talking about the illegal immigrants feeling bad because they don't like Donald Trump, who cares? They're not supposed to be here. I've had enough with this PC nonsense. All right, let's grab a phone call. Scott in Norfolk, Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Legal Smeagol. You are so nitpicky when it comes to laws and constitutions.
Well, that's just the way I was raised.
Well, I wanted to call and talk to you briefly about that Brexit vote last night. I was one of the folks that stayed up last night and could not believe what I saw as far as when the results came in. I was so thrilled that the UK has voted. Now, I know it's not over.
No, it's not over. There's going to be a fight. They're going to try and get Parliament to simply throw it out, which they have the legal right to do. That could trigger riots and protests and the ouster of the government. They're going to have to come up with some kind of a crafted incident that will make it look like Parliament has no choice but to reject the referendum. And that way they get to serve their masters in Brussels and hang on to their jobs.
Well, I want to share some thoughts that I had during the results coming in last night, especially when Sky News called the referendum for the exit, the Brexit,
yes,
getting out of the Union. For a fleeting moment, Michael, for like maybe 5 minutes, I thought, wow, we have a country that actually counts the votes properly. It only lasted for about 5 minutes, and then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I bet you the real vote came in 65% or higher for exiting.
That's what I'm hearing.
They just couldn't pull it off. Couldn't pull it off. And here's my theory, and it's an unscientific theory, of where they got those votes from. Now, we all know that Scotland, or we're told that most of the Scottish people, a lot of them wanted independence, but they also wanted to be part of the European Union. Now, if you're a Scottish voter in this referendum, and you know that you want another referendum on Scottish independence coming up, and you know that if the UK exits the European Union, that chances are most of your fellow Scots are going to insist on another referendum so they can gain independence and rejoin the EU, how would you vote?
That's a very good thought.
Hid the votes, because most voters already know Scots like the European Union, and they would never think that a majority of Scots would actually vote to exit so they could get another referendum for independence from the UK.
That's exactly what they're talking about today. Another try at independence because they want to break free. They want to break free of Great Britain and become slaves to the European Union, which doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense. And maybe they're just bluffing about staying with the EU. We got to let you go here, Scott. Take a break for commercials. We got another phone call waiting when we come back from these words from our sponsors. Ooh, yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we start going back to phone calls here, I have a story I need to share with you. Earlier in the week, we reported how former UN General Assembly President John Ash, who was about to be tried for $1 million corruption scandal involving Chinese money, had passed away. Oh my goodness, how tragic. Today they're saying basically it was a weightlifting accident. He was working out at his home gym, and the barbell just dropped on his neck, crushing his larynx and killing him. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. In fact, that was actually the storyline of an episode of Columbo, guy who was murdered by faking a weightlifting accident. And that in turn reminds me of 3 Days of the Condor, where Robert Redford was working for the CIA front, that all they did was read spy novels and watch movies and stuff, looking for ideas that they could actually put into real use here. So I guess that's what happened over there. But some very convenient for somebody that this guy had this horrible, tragic accident registered trademark. Anyway, let's see. We're going to go to Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha, Bill. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
I just said to my wife prior to you mentioning the Columbo episode that we saw the same thing, and I wouldn't be surprised that that's what happened. The reason I called, though, is Brexit. I got a theory, and I could be way off, but a couple weeks ago, George Soros sold stocks and was going to short them and bought gold. Now, today's stocks went way down, and gold went up $60. What do you think?
Well, as I told that earlier caller, I'm sure George was betting both sides, covering the straddle. But the expectation was that the stock market was going to suffer an upset regardless of which way the election happened, because there were so many people betting on both sides. But Soros most assuredly did not want Brexit to succeed, because he has invested a huge amount of his fortune in this globalist agenda. He's been funding most of these non-governmental organizations that are luring the refugees to Europe. He's fully on board with preserving and growing the European Union and eventually merging it with the North American Union, and then sooner or later grabbing the rest of the world into his new world order. He wants to be the creator of the single global government. And, of course, the only nations that are really standing in his way up until last night were Russia and China. And now Great Britain's become a major problem, because they're going to be the first of many. And even if David Cameron figures out some way to get Great Britain, or to get the Parliament to ignore the referendum, by the time he gets there, other nations will have already had their referendums. We could see the EU gone before the end of the year, in my estimation.
Yeah, well, I just thought maybe he wanted to take a day out of his usual nefarious acts to make a few extra bucks, that's all.
Well, it may just be coincident in timing. We know that the stock market is being manipulated and propped up. It's hideously overvalued. There's going to be a crash somewhere. And by the way, what happened today post-Brexit was pretty severe downturn. Doesn't qualify as a crash. There's still more out there yet to happen. And yeah, Soros is basically going to real wealth, physical gold, and so should you, by the way. All right, well, listen, Bill, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to start with Thomas in South Carolina. Thomas, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, speaking of gold, I took my dad. He lives in a retirement nursing home, and he's got dementia. I took him and bought $30,000 in gold today, because I'm trying to salvage what he's got left in his bank accounts and convert it to gold to save his butt in case there is a crash, because he can't work anymore.
Well, now I'm really feeling bad about putting out your name in the state that you're living in, because if anybody recognizes you...
No one can find me. I'm on a tablet, so I'm not even using my phone. But I wanted to just bring up, you were talking about the constitutionality of Ted Cruz and others like that, and I wanted to say the Constitution, you know, we should be interpreting it strictly as you do, and as others try to do as well.
I mean, all right, Thomas, sorry to cut you off. We got to take a 4-minute break for commercials. We'll be right back, and we'll pick up with you, and we can move forward on constitutional issues. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized Wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendovite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, of course, down there in Pearl Harbor, they're getting ready for RIMPAC, which starts up next Thursday. And a really big helicopter just flew right over my roof, rattling the windows here and everything. So they're all getting gussied up to look good to all these other countries. All right, back to the phones. Thomas in South Carolina, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, Mike.
Okay, you were talking about constitutionality and, you know, sticking to the word of the Constitution itself. And by the way, there's something most people don't understand. The Constitution does not actually give the United States Supreme Court the authority to interpret the Constitution on behalf of everybody else. The Supreme Court merely just said, we'll take care of that. You don't need to think. You don't need to read the Constitution. You don't need to trouble your poor little working minds. We'll tell you what it all means. Up is down, black is white, left is right.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Mike.
And see, one of the things, like with people, I'm trying to get people to homeschool their children, and they all, everybody I know that's awake or a little bit awake, semi-awake, they complain, and I'm like, you know, it's not even constitutional, and people get very upset because everybody's touchy about this government school because, you know, the Americans want to dump their kids off to the state 7-8 hours a day so they can go make their money and chase their careers instead of taking the time out and raising their children correctly so they don't get propagandized for 12 years. So we have some fellow patriot soldiers that we're going to desperately need here very soon. But it's not constitutional. Like you said, Ted Cruz, he's constitutionally, I don't even think probably should be senator even if you wanted to go there. But he's certainly not eligible to run or be president, like you said. And for some reason, and this really holds true to the 30 and under crowd in America, because they're very consumed with TV, with pop culture, with football and sports. They tie their whole identities into this and their pop idol stars and their tattoos, and it's very difficult to get them interested and to get them to really understand how important this is.
That's by design. Our public school system is based on what was called the Prussian model. Prussia was the first nation to develop a public education system, but it was not about public education. It was about removing the children from the parents and educating them in a way that served the government. And all public school system since then has been based on that model. It's all about indoctrination. And remember that Simon and Garfunkel song, Kodachrome, when I think back on all the crud I learned in high school, and yes, I changed the words to, you know, keep the FCC happy. And it's absolutely true. When, you know, I go back and I look at all the things I was told were absolute, incontrovertible, never to be doubted facts by the public education system that have turned out to be complete USDA choice bovine excrement ever since then.
Yeah. John Dewey, you remember the Dewey Decimal System, he was one of the fathers and really that founded this modern education system in America back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. He was a Fabian socialist, amongst other things, as were many of these men that were instrumental with the Federal Reserve and into the selling out and the usurpation of the Republic. And I have gotten really into differentiating that we had a constitutional republic with checks and balances, and which we unfortunately really no longer do. But this is what we should strive for, again, is restoring a constitutional republic, because there's Jefferson warned against democracy, and everybody's so brainwashed into thinking we're a democracy when that's so far from the truth. And in reality, we're a mixture of fascism, communism, and socialism now.
Well, two of those three go together, communism and socialism. And actually, to be very honest, socialism and fascism are absolute direct polar opposites, because socialism operates on the principle that all the wealth is shared equally across the population, and fascism operates on the principle of all the wealth should be held by the few at the very, very top, and everybody else should support them. They're actually very diametrically opposed, certainly in the economic sense. What the so-called third way is all about is a socialist economy for the masses, supported by a fascistic ruling class, to strike a balance. But it really doesn't work, because the system continues the problem of wealth inequality until the system locks up, which is kind of where we are right now.
Absolutely. Okay? Perfect way, and I've heard of the third way, and that's a perfect example, you know, because, you know, John Dewey, it eventually, very early on after the founding of the United Nations and the forming of UNESCO within the UN, you know, our public school system, you know, is basically run and directed by UNESCO, and so are all the world's government school systems. And, you know, whether you're in the EU and at any of the various schools or Johannesburg, they try to blend.
Okay, well, listen, Thomas, we're kind of wandering off your original comment, and I don't mean to be short with you, but we've got a bunch of people waiting on the phone, so we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Mo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'll try to be as brief as I can. I know you got a lot of callers. It's a great day for the good people, I guess, last night, but You know, I was thinking, my mother's from Kettering, right in the heart of England there, and they went, they voted big time for the exit. And I was watching it last night, and a few people made comments, and I thought, you know, the bookies, you heard about the one guy lost $500,000 bet, and you know, I was making this parallel between
Let's feel bad for the bookies.
Oh, yeah, really. But, you know, this, they all looking at London, and all the bookie, all the big money was on the for the remain vote, and they missed it. But they missed it because they were so myopic, and they were just looking at London. And to me, it's the same thing as we call Washington on the Potomac. You know, I mean, Sodom on the Potomac. And Washington D.C. thinks they know what the mood of the country is, the Clintons, the powers that be, that think they understand what the people are thinking. I think there's an exact parallel there. They missed it just like the bookies and the bettors and the Soroses and everybody. I mean, Soros may have bought the gold and everything. He's right about that, but most of the big money and most of the—that's why they were fooled, because they looked at London, thinking that London represented the people, and Washington doesn't represent the people. And I just thought I'd make that comment because I think that's what really happened.
Well, that's part of what happened. The other part of it is that most of the people on the inside knew the EU was going to try and steal the election the way Great Britain had stolen the election during the Scottish independence referendum. What they didn't figure was that there was going to be such a landslide that it was going to overwhelm the vote fraud. And I think that's what really happened. And I'm in agreement with that other caller. The real vote for Brexit was anywhere between 65 and 80% based on those private polls that were taking place in the media ahead of time. All the polls that said it were neck and neck were all coming out of Cameron and all these other Remain people who were out there basically setting the stage to steal that election by saying it's neck and neck. Because when you have polls a month ago showing a huge split, and then all of a sudden the week before the election, oh, it's too close to call, they're telegraphing that there's going to be major election fraud taking place.
Yeah, you know, and I totally, that's true. I think the other thing is that, you know, when it comes to what this whole thing's really about, and you're right, and Trump's mentioned it too, is the possibility of a nuclear war. And, you know, there ain't no Teflon onions that will protect you for that. And I'm glad that Trump is not looking at Russia as an enemy, because I think that's their next... I think they're already putting pressure on Russia through the Baltic states and everything. These people are crazy. I mean, is this their false... That ain't a false flag, you know?
Well, you know, what it is, you know, everybody in the Western economy, which is centered on the U.S. and on London's financial district, they make their money off of other people's money. And right now, the biggest threat to the Western-centric banking cartel is the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan, especially since China started backing their yuan partly in gold, and Russia's about to do the same with the ruble. And this makes them very attractive alternatives to the U.S. dollar, which is backed up by nothing but the future slave labor of Americans, of which there are not enough living to ever make good on all those treasury bonds. And so that's what this war is really all about.
You're 100% right, Michael. Keep up the good work. Love the show. Say hello to Claire, and I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was going to make a joke about buying some weapons of mass destruction from Saddam, but there's too much important stuff to talk about. Something I am not hearing about was in all the media is this important point, which is right now the EU Commission and everybody opposed to Brexit has an incredibly strong incentive to wage economic warfare against Britain right now.
Yes, they
do. We need to be, like, vigilant, looking for it, sniffing it out, and prosecuting anybody who's engaging in this illegal activity.
Well, the problem is that the International Criminal Court, where such economic war charges would be tried, is still firmly in the grip of the EU. And so it's not going to go anywhere. But you're absolutely correct. One of the things that the EU could do is actively work to destroy the British economy. remember, Parliament has the legal authority to ignore this referendum and keep Great Britain in the EU. But in order to hang on to their jobs, there has to be something that happens that makes it look like Parliament has no choice but to keep Britain in the European Union. David Cameron's given himself a four-month window to play games. He's tendered his resignation, but it's not effective until October. So he's planning on doing something in the next 4 months that is going to create a situation where the British public is going to scream to Parliament, ignore the referendum, we changed our mind, blah, 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 blah. Whether that's economic war, false flag terrorism, we don't know. But it's very obvious to me and to Paul Craig Roberts. You know, these guys are not going to give up. They have spent decades building this cage for all humanity. They've invested billions and trillions of dollars in it. They're not going to let a little thing like ordinary voters get in their way.
Right. Right, they're going to, like, all anyone has to do is just take a moment of silence and just feel it and think about it, and it's clear that as we speak, every effort is being made to siege economic warfare on Britain right now. Every trick of the reserve banks, of the central banks, of the stock manipulations, of artificially raising or lowering equities, all of it, it's all going on right now. It's so that's happening. And the other point is a question. What does the word of the day on your website mean?
The word of the day, well, that's basically a word that is on the list. It could also be an acronym that the Department of Homeland Security is looking for. And today it is the number 2600, and I don't know why it's on the Department of Homeland Security's monitor list, but it is, because I got hold of a copy of the list, and every night during the automated run, it picks a new element out there. The idea being that the Department of Homeland Security is going to hit this on my website, and they're going to say, "Oh my goodness, he's a terrorist!" And of course, I'm not a terrorist. I'm annoying, obnoxious, and irritating, but I am not a terrorist.
Okay, so if we're all searching that word, it's going to throw them off.
Yes.
Your caller about democracy. An interesting point here is that the word democracy is not in the definition of what is the political structure of the United States. I believe the proper way that you describe it is a constitutional representative republic.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, with democratically elected representatives. Okay, that's the blend there. Thomas Jefferson's concern with a pure democracy is that it leads to a Roman-like bread and circuses environment. And they're absolutely right. But we're supposed to be a government that's run as a republic, but the people get to elect the representatives in that ruling body, who are then further constrained by the restrictions of the Constitution. That's how it was set up. And it actually is a very, very good design. You have to tip your hat to Thomas Jefferson for having come up with this, because it worked really, really well up until the private central bankers started getting on back in and, you know, tinkering with it to turn it back into just another giant human farm for their own personal enrichment.
Right, and the key working element of it is the restraint, because without the restraint, we can just vote the blacks to the back of the bus with 51%. Or back in ancient Greece, if you had six black stones and only five white ones, and they throw you off the Tiberian rock or whatever. So restraint is what it's all about. This is why we want restraint, why we don't want an EU commission that's unelected and unrestrained, right? So obviously.
That's exactly it. Somebody once described democracy as three wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah, I love that. Two things really quickly. The London Muslim mayor is the... That fact that there's a Muslim mayor of London is on its face explicative ridiculous. And the last point is I want to have a moment of silence for the bookies. The poor bookies. Thanks, Michael.
Let's all feel better. Okay, well, I'm sure the bookies will be very, very grateful, you know, down there at the bottom of the Thames with their feet in buckets of concrete. All right, we're going to let you go and very quickly grab Shannon in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I sent you your email a link to a video of an 11-year-old Iraqi boy who has a message for Americans, and about the benefits of the U.S. War and the U.S. Installation of democracy in this country. And I would like for you to look at it and consider putting it up on your page. And that's all I got for you, Mike. You have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much, and I'll hunt that video down here. Let's start with Jeremy in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, boss. How's it going?
It's going okay.
Well, I'm a 23 college student out here in Texas, currently at Tennessee Sound Music State University. You know, I just had a quick question for you, brother. What would you say to all your audience out there, you know, the younger section of your audience that may experience a bit of, let's call it, healthy skepticism in regards to some of your claims, some of the things that you post, you know, not to be, you know what I mean, in pure opposition, but purely healthy skepticism on some of the things
okay,
that have been
well,
said,
I'll tell you what, that are posted. We're going to have to take a break for commercials, and we're going to let you go, but I will reply to your question as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And responding to Jeremy regarding young people coming into the independent media for the first time and hearing things that are diametrically opposed to what they've been fed from the corporate media and the government and the public schools. First of all, my message is you shouldn't trust me any more than you trust the corporate media, which is to say you shouldn't trust anybody. First of all, I'm delighted younger people are tuning into the independent media. For many, many, many years, the demographic at my website and radio show were people close to my age who'd already been through it all and knew from painful experience what was really going on with this country. And the reason I'm delighted to have young people coming into this is because your generation is going to pay the price for our failures to stop this rush to war for the benefit of the money junkies. And my recommendation to everybody is you should be skeptical. You should be skeptical of what you're told on TV. You should be skeptical of what you're told in your schools. You should be skeptical of anything that the government says because it is the government. And you should be skeptical of what you see in the independent media because there's a lot of junk that's planted here by corporate media and the government to try and make us look bad. And people, you know, we all make mistakes. I get fed all kinds of utter nonsense all the time. People are hoping I'm going to post so that they can say, oh, look, these wackos out there on the internet, they believe in, you know, Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster's love child. So you need to be skeptical. A skeptical people is a free people. That's a very healthy thing. You need to invest the time in digging out the facts for yourself. Because when you understand that all of these wars are there to serve financial interests, whether it's the private central banks loaning money at interest to fight the war, the military contractors who are reaping billions of dollars in contracts building the machinery for war, guess what they sacrifice? The lives of young people. And that's why young people need to take a very good look. I'm part of the Vietnam generation, and we were all lied into that war. We've got to contain communist aggression. Then we find out it was all about oil drilling rights in the exact same part of the Pacific Ocean they're now making stink face at China with. And if you value your own life, you need to understand government will lie to you to get you to go off and be killed and crippled to serve their interests of empire and greed. And when you come on back with a permanent injury, they're going to abandon you. And don't take my word for it. Talk to people who've been through that VA. Talk to veterans of those wars and find out what's really going on. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And the primary target of the lies are the young people who are being groomed to be the next generation of obedient workers and willing soldiers. So welcome aboard. We're all fighting for the same thing, which is peace, which is a stupid way to put that. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification, and then we're going to be joined by the lovely Lady Claire.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.